UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Well, as you can hear, I'm sitting by the roadway. And it's quite a busy roadway, I might say. I'm on Northeast Broadway and 38th Avenue in Portland, Oregon. The checkout time at the hotel was 11 a.m., which is, believe it or not, not when my flight leaves, and not really an ideal time for anything I wanted to do today, since that was kind of, anyway, that's kind of what I got stuck with. Them's the breaks. So I'm sitting on a bench outside of Shandong Cuisine of Northern China. I had some Shandong beef, which was very good. I had it on the first day I arrived, on Wednesday. And then I got it again today as I was leaving, because it's pretty good. It's a little sweet, but it's good. The meat's tender, comes with rice, it's served on a bed of cabbage. Got my suitcase with me, which always makes me feel a bit weird, because it makes me feel like, oh man, I'm one step away from just living outside on my in my suitcase. It is 1915 UTC on August the 5th, 2024. That's right. Oh, a flock of pigeons just flew by. That's right. We are in the second half of the year, the latter half of the year. And if you're hanging out and want to talk during the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org and then launch Commode Chat. Just type C-O-M, press G for go-to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word. And you will end up in the Anon Radio room, hanging out with all the cool people. Me and C-U-J-K-H were talking earlier, and Nice Flipper 8827 chimed in about moving to Slackware. So that'll be cool. That'll be fun. Yeah, my plan after 4 days of Flossy, Free Libre Open Source Software Yearly Conference, I am pretty ready to I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna install Linux on my MacBook, and I think I'm going to look for. Or I might not install Linux on the MacBook, but I'm going to look for a new laptop that that I can run all the stuff on and run the Linux stuff I want. Maybe like a Lenovo X200 or something, I don't know. Something small and simple. And then I'll have that for my day-to-day computing. And then if I want to play a game or something, I can pull out the bigger computer. So anyway, Flossy. I'm just going to talk to you about Flossy because that was kind of... I don't have anything else prepared. I showed up on Wednesday morning, and I worked in the... I worked at the hotel. Around lunchtime, around lunchtime, I went in and I came over here. Well, I was sitting there working, and the problem is it's 2 hours in the past over here, so work is 2 hours in the future. So when I got to the hotel at 9 a.m., it was already 11 a.m. at work. So I was working through lunch, and then when I got done with lunch, or I was working through lunch, and so I kept going. And then it was about 3 o'clock, everybody started leaving for the day, and I realized, oh man, I need to eat. So that's when I came over here and got some lunch. But then my friend Jason showed up, and Jason was coming in from Seattle. And Seattle to Portland, if you fly on an airplane, they say it's an hour. Oh, here comes a big truck. Oh, it's so loud. Pacific Coast Fresh Company. Anyway, since he was coming in and we were going to eat dinner, I stayed put. I ate this beef, but then I kept drinking water and like, okay, let's make room. And we went to Fogo de Chão. If you haven't been, it is a... I've seen it in Austin. I've seen it here in Portland now. But it's like a Brazilian-style steakhouse where they walk around with spits of meat and they cut off pieces of it and serve it to you. They have a salad bar, of course. And I just ate as much meat as I could, and it was crazy good. And then after we ate a bunch of meat, they also have a dessert menu. And so I got the creme brulee cheesecake, and he got the key lime pie. And creme brulee cheesecake is like one of my new favorites. Oh my gosh. Because the cheesecake, the outside of it, tasted like a roasted marshmallow or a toasted marshmallow, that kind of toasted marshmallow flavor. And then the inside was just cheesecake. It tasted delicious. It was really magical. So I found that to be really good. Now, as far as conference topics go, I took notes, and also at night when I came home, I just recorded. I talked into the microphone until I fell asleep, kind of reviewing what I'd done and what I heard and saw and everything. Sorry, one of my friends just said they've got a new house, and I had to respond right away. Anyway, the Fogo de Chão salad bar is not your usual salad bar, at least the one in Chicago. It's formidable. Indeed, it is a huge chunk of, it is very big. It is quite big. Oh, a large collection of children are going to pass by, so it's going to be loud for a minute, and I'm going to shut up while they pass, because there's one thing you don't want to accidentally talk to people. That's a whole, wow, it's like a whole class. They're like on a field trip or something. But, so anyway, yep. Hello. Wow. Yeah, it's like a whole field trip.
Hey guys, walk this way.
Hello. Wow, that was wild. I haven't seen... It was like a whole group of them. They were all walking in line. And they had a teacher in the front and a teacher in the back. it was neat. And they all had their little name tags on. So, let's talk about the conference. Because it was amazing. I felt really lucky. Let's see. Sorry. I'm looking for my notes. Joplin. I use Joplin to take notes. It's pretty great. On my iPhone, I have it so that it requires Face ID to unlock. All right. Talk two, day two. Day two, talk one. Day two. So the first day, I didn't take notes, I guess. The first talk that was really important, I think, was called Discrimination-Free Software. It was the first talk on day two. And the big thing with that was talking about Freedom Zero, which is the freedom to use the software anyway, run the software. I want to make sure I say it right, I guess. No. Of course, don't Google Freedom Zero just by itself. FSF. The freedom to run the program as you wish for any purpose. And the for any purpose part is the thing that has been sticking in a lot of open source lately and free software. Free software lately. A lot of people have been upset with that because they want to say things like, you know, use it except the police can't use it, or it can't be used in war, or it can't be used to harm anyone. And kind of went through like how when you put restrictions on things like that, how it ends up causing, can can have unintended consequences. They gave an example of a license that said that the police of South Africa can't use this license because it's an apartheid state. But then that came out in 1994, and then like in 1995 they got rid of apartheid and reformed their government, and so it wouldn't have it would have just prevented the police from using their software. I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing if police couldn't use the software, but that's really, it's kind of it's not free, it's not truly free and as free as it could be. And you know, like our Captain Luffy says, the goal is to be free. Also, there's a thing here where there's arguments because usage is not a copyright. And is it a patent or is it a contract? It's kind of debated. So the license that you're giving somebody with like a GPL is a copyright license. And how you use it, that's not something the copyright laws kind of address, right? Is it like a contract law, maybe? Maybe, if you consider accepting the license a contract, maybe. I don't know. But similarly, there's questions like CC BY, non-commercial, you know, that restricts access. But non-commercial part of the CC, the non-commercial restriction on the Creative Commons license, that is, that's actually, the CC BY is using non-commercial, what was that? It's kind of a question, I guess. It's hard to define what is commercial. Anyway, sorry, I'm rambling. I gotta figure out how to write this out in a way. But anyway, I just wanted to check in with everybody in comm and kind of hang out for a minute. In 4 minutes is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It's a fun show that airs every day at 19:30 UTC on and on radio. I had such a good time, and I feel like I learned a lot, but then as I'm trying to repeat it back to you, I feel like maybe I didn't learn enough. Or I should try and learn more. One of the phrases I wrote down was today's violators are tomorrow's contributors. So people who are violating the GPL, they really just don't know that they just don't understand why, they don't understand the philosophy behind the GPL and why the thing is free. And you know, you can decide to use it if you want, but if you do, when you use that GPL free software, you're thinking, you know, it's free for a reason, and there's goals and ideology behind it. You don't have to buy into it, but it's good to understand why it's free and what's going on. It's not free just because some guy did it on his free time, you know. Let's see. The second talk was GPL enforcement. That was talk three of day two. Talk four of day two was the art of asking. Now this was a good talk also. And so some of that was like low effort questions, give you low effort answers, and common traits of questions that got good interaction included, you know, doing your research ahead of time and, spending, you know, 10 or 15 minutes researching the question before asking it in a group. Be wary and be aware that ChatGPT gives incorrect information 52% of the time. So you're really flipping a coin whenever you use it to ask questions. Also, when you're asking questions, identify how you looked around for information. CJKH pointing out CC BY requires credit must be given to the creator. That's right. The NC, the non-commercial part of it, is the part because it says it can't be used for commercial purposes. But the part that's unclear in that phrasing is, let's say that I use it in. What was the example? What if somebody who's a nonprofit uses it to sell something or buy something? Because they're a nonprofit, they're like a non-commercial entity, right? Like they're not actually a commercial entity, but they are engaged in commerce. And so then that's kind of one of the question marks with non-commercial. All right. This car was waiting to back out of this auto body shop for a minute, and they're finally getting to back out. Well, I'm sorry, world. I didn't do a good job today, but hey, at least we got online. I'll be back tomorrow with news, hopefully that you can use. But stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe and all your other fun shows on and on radio, including Harry Larry. All right. Bye-bye. Talk to you here. Take care. Bye-bye.